hold on. Hello.
Hello, Pete. How are you?
Good. What's up?
We have Seattle cool weather down here.
Yeah, it's clear and looking great up here. Yeah.
It's clear. It's just cold.
Pete, does this feel like a big game week for you?
Well, we've been in the midst of these for a long time. You know, we've looked at every game like it's a championship opportunity for us, and we continue to you know, see and feel it that way. And certainly last week was very much that, and this week it continues to feel the same way.
Does it feel even more that way because of who you're facing? You know, a division rival, two NFC West titles in a row, a team that went to the Super Bowl a year ago.
Well, if you looked at it that way, yeah, you probably could say that. But we're, you know, every game that we've played, every one that we've talked about, the way we've approached it, it's like it's the last game we're going to ever play, and we just go to the next week and do it all over again. And so that when you get to these kinds of times and people ask you questions like that, you feel like you've been there before, and that's really where we are. This is a tremendous matchup and opportunity, and they're a great football team, and they've been winning for a long time and all that, and that just makes it that much more of a challenge and difficult to get, but we're going for it with everything we got again this week.
Pete, given the rivalry and the fact that you've outscored them 71-16 in their last two meetings, I mean, do you expect them to kind of be frothing at the mouth, so to speak?
I expect any team of Jim coaches to be like that. You know, any time he goes at it, you know, he's going to get them fired up and ready to go and play hard, tough football. That's the style that, you know, he stood for a long time. I'm sure it's not going to be any different this time.
There are four wins that Russell came from behind this season, and then the last three wins have been rather convincing. I mean, what have you seen from him in his second year and when he's behind that maybe he didn't have last season in his rookie year?
Well, you know, he's done that pretty consistently throughout the time he's been with us. You know, he's given us a chance to win games coming from behind, so it doesn't seem like this year is any different. But he's come a long way in his understanding of the game and what's expected of him and the position and our opponents and the game planning and all of those things. You know, so he's better and he's helping guys around him play better as we move ahead. You know, if we get in a situation where we're behind, we're not going to feel like it's the first time. We've been there and we've had to. You know, we were 21 down this year just a few weeks ago, you know, and so at halftime, I think, or close to that. And so we've been there, and he's very comfortable and very poised with whatever the circumstances bring, and he certainly has the confidence to bring us back if we're having trouble.
Pete, you know, your team's playing well, and people need to talk about some things between games, and one of the memes that surfaces that your team might be peaking too early. Can a team really peak too early?
We've been trying to manage that. I'm glad people are concerned about that. We've been trying to manage, a steady ascent, you know, and in our play and our execution, and try to knowing that now that it's the fourth quarter of the season, this is when you finish it off and you set yourself up for postseason. And so we're hoping to continue to play well. I know that we still can improve, and we're trying to get better as we go through these weeks. And we certainly haven't gotten to the point where we think we got it made, and we got them now. So we have a lot of areas that we have to improve on our football team. And as long as we believe that we can get better, I think we can. And so that's really kind of what the conversation is like.
How do you guys prepare for noise on the road? What types of things do you do during the week to get ready for a road game?
Well, we do sound stuff every day, so it's just common for us, and we try to blow it out every day in practice. So whether we're at home or away, so it's just not a change for us. It's not a big deal. You know, our stadium is as loud as it can get, and it's both sides of the ball have to deal with it, and so it's just an extension of that. But the problem comes if you're not comfortable communicating in the ways you have to do it under the circumstances. Then you know it can stagger your performance a little bit, and we try to take care of business and not even let that be a factor. Over the long haul, we don't just wait for the game week and do that.
How do you rate the noise at Candlestick?
I think it's good. I mean, I've been going there for a long time. It's always been good. When the fans are fired up, they go for it. And it's got its own way about it, its own style. It's been classic, you know, and I really feel like I grew up, you know, kind of feeling it. So I feel real comfortable taking our team in there. But it doesn't mean that their fans aren't going to go crazy and do everything they can to give their team every advantage. I understand that they've already been asking for that.
This is the last game you're going to coach there. You know, will you miss the place, and do you have one or two favorite memories of Candlestick?
Yeah, I do. You know, my memories go all the way back to watching Willie Mays, you know, and just getting to the stick early to see him just play catch when he was warming up, you know, and so I mean, I go way back to the baseball days of it, but I had the good fortune to see a lot of games when I was growing up too, and football games, and then I think my favorite memory as an opponent was when we came in there with the Vikings early in the playoffs after the Niners had a first week bye and we got a chance to beat them there. That was a big deal. You know, they're a great football team then with all the players and all the big name guys that we all know and great coaches and all. That was pretty special. And then you know, it's been a fun place, you know, over the years. It was fun to coach there, you know, as a kid growing up, and then having a chance to coach at Candlestick was a big deal to me also.
You didn't go to the Beatles concert, did you?
No, I didn't make that one.
You don't think it's a dump then?
No, I love the place. I always love the place. It just depends how you look at it, you know.
Did Percy work out today, and what's the latest on his health?
He'll be running today. Yeah, we're not at practice yet, but he'll be running today, and we'll see what happens for tomorrow.
How different is the 49ers offense with Michael Crabtree on the field?
Well, we'll see. You know, they're just getting started, but he certainly jumped out with a big play right off the bat, you know, and he was a tremendous focus for them. And, you know, Anquan's done a great job to give them another great player that they can go to and rely on and can make big things happen, like, you know, like Michael did. But it just makes him, with him coming back, it just makes him that much better. You know, obviously the passing game was really on this last weekend, and just another factor in there makes a difference, and Michael contributed in a big way.
When you look at the 49ers defensive front, what do you see that they're getting out of Justin Smith again?
Just like Justin Smith always gives you, you know, great day's work. He's tough as you can get. He's a great finisher on plays. He can finish late on pass rush, finish late on run plays, and make all kinds of stuff happen. Great contributor to the pass rush, and you know he's always bringing it. And he also helps other guys get there in famous fashion. You know, he's helped Alden become a tremendous factor. You know, with the kind of the way that they work together in their rushing and stuff, He's a throwback, old school, hard nosed guy, man. We have great respect for him.
Hey, Pete, I want to ask you about a play in that Week 2 game, the J.R. Sweezy block on Ian Williams. As a defensive coach, I know it's a legal play, but should that be a legal play?
Well, it is a legal play, and you know, to cut in the line of scrimmage, the interior line, and that's so. There was nothing wrong with that. Just unfortunately, you know, he got hurt. But you know, there may come a time, you know, with all the safety issues that are at hand, there may come a time when the competition committee, you know, frowns upon it, and they take a turn to a different way, and everybody has to stay up. It'll change a lot, but you know, it's we have a lot of rules that we're complying with right now that are adjusting the game, and that I wouldn't be surprised if that came about, and it surely was topical. You know, everybody respects everybody in this game, and we're trying to take care of one another, and we're trying to do the right things here. But that is still a situation that's difficult on the D linemen. There's a lot of stuff that's still hard on the players, man. It's hard to stay safe, and that's one of them.
What is your philosophy on penalties? Do you accept a certain amount of penalties if it means that your team is playing aggressively and physically? Is that just kind of part of what comes with that style of play?
My philosophy is you don't want to give your opponents anything. You know, it's hard enough to beat them when you're playing really well and doing everything right. So penalties, you know, you give them yardage, you give them opportunities, you give them field position, all kinds of stuff, particularly in a kicking game when those penalties can be 30 and 40 and 50-yard penalties and all. However, you know, my teams have been penalized, you know, certainly and over the years, and back at SC it was not a whole lot different. You know, and we demand a extraordinarily high level of play and effort and competitiveness when we go, and some of that, you know, maybe is interpreted. You know, we try to distinguish between, you know, the aggressive penalties and then the ones that you just can, you know, you pull your hair out because you're just jumping off sides and things like that. And we scrutinize that very, very carefully. But, you know, it's hard to say because, you know, like, you look at some of the really good teams the last couple of years, they've been the most penalized teams. And then the Packers a couple of years ago were the least penalized team when they won everything. And so it just depends on how your team responds to it. But I certainly would love to have it out of our game, and I wish we were one of those teams that had 1-2 a game and we could live with that. Maybe someday we'll get there.
You mentioned earlier that Jim Harbaugh coach teams are generally frothing at the mouth. Do you see?
Well, that's kind of what you said.
I think you said frothing at the mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay,
we got that straight. Sorry about that. Do you see Pete Carroll type teams as frothing at the mouth? Do you like to see that kind of? You know,
Well, that was somebody else's description. You know, I hope our teams are obviously playing with great effort, and they play with great enthusiasm. You know, and they're tough, and we're fortunate. You know, hopefully we play smart. You know, that's really the style that I hope our team exudes whenever they get the chance to get on the playing field. And if we're not that, then we're not right. So that's not changed for, you know, the last 20 years or something. So whether it's coaching defense or coaching the whole team, you know, I can't imagine playing this game when you hold back in terms of effort and toughness and enthusiasm. It just doesn't fit with us, and so that's kind of the standards that we set here.
Pete, you guys have Ricardo Lockett back up there. How is he looking?
You called him Ricardo Lockett?
Lockett, excuse me.
Oh, okay, good.
That's my French pronunciation.
I just thought maybe I was missing it because he's got a little French background in there.
Yeah. Anyhow, how's he looking at, and what did he have to say about just his time down here?
Well, he's come back to us having grown from his experiences and where he's been, you know, in a couple of clubs, and he's an extraordinary athlete. He's got great speed and great athleticism. We noticed that right off the bat. We just couldn't get him over the hump soon enough and lost him in a transaction, you know, to somebody. But we were thrilled to get him back. He's helping us. You know, he caught a big ball last week. He's done some great stuff for us. He's starting to fit in as one of the complimentary guys, and hopefully he'll, you know, expand a role for us. But we really like the kid. I didn't ask him too much about what his time was like down there.
What was the hump for him? It's just kind of translating that athleticism into...
Well, I think he's still looking at that hump. I think that hump's still there. He's still growing. You know, he's still a young player. Didn't catch a lot of balls and didn't play a lot in college. You know, didn't have a lot of experience. He was an extraordinary track runner. You know, and so he's had a lot of ground to make up. But it's just general awareness and field sense and, you know, spatial sense and stuff. He's got great athleticism and tremendous explosive speed and all that. So you know, we love him as a guy coming onto this program. That's why we went after him and got him in free agency to start with.
Is the best way to teach a guy those things that he was lacking just to give him reps? I mean,
he just got to play. Yeah, he just needs to be around it, you know. And he, like I said, just going to different systems, he came back here and he could remember our system. He didn't have any trouble getting back to it. But it just seems like he was a little more worldly about things and he was more determined than ever to pay attention to the details. And so he's been a very good competitor for us. He's always been a marvelous guy on the practice field and the kind of guy that shows tremendous potential.
What kind of potential are you seeing out of BJ Daniels?
We liked him going. You know, we wanted to get him. We were surprised that the Niners took him when they did. We were hoping that we would maybe nail him right there at the end. But we liked him in college. We investigated him thoroughly, and so he's got a real general ball sense about him. He can run and throw, and he's got a great arm. He's a bright kid. And he's a very good competitor, and we're really pleased to have him back. Well, have him back. We expected to get him, so I feel like we got him back.
Pete, you've seen plenty of Marshawn Lynch running in the past few years, obviously. Does his, just that relentless style he has, does it bring to mind any running backs of the past for you?
Well, he's got a really unique style to him, you know, and he runs, he is wild when he runs, and he's so so creative. Anybody that jumps out, I don't know. You know, he has some traits that he doesn't do it all the same. But Earl Campbell had some extraordinary plays in him. You know, real wide base and kind of a spread leg type of style of him that he hits and attacks with. And we've just loved what he's brought to our program. We got him to bring some special style to us, and he certainly has done that for us. And he's a pretty unique kid, pretty unique player, and we feel lucky to have him.
It seems like he's obviously that style can shorten a career, obviously, for a running back. Seems like he hasn't lost much. Is that accurate?
He's in great shape. He stays in condition year round, you know, and does a marvelous job of taking care of himself. So, and we manage him, I think, really well too. And he's been able to withstand the load at this point. You know, I should have just jumped out and just said Joe Perry. You know, I could have done that. You know, J.D. Smith or one of those guys. I could have really dipped in for you. But I missed my opportunity to call him John David Crow. You know. So, yeah.
Oh, very nice. No, you still get credit for all those.
All right, good deal. All right, see you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Pete.
Gotta go. Bye.